Welcome to Ball is Life here on radio.dominican.edu. Our last class, or last show, I should say.
Sorry. Oh, man.
I do it.
And, you know, we got DJ Roughhouse, obviously my co-host DJ Roughhouse. How you doing, DJ Roughhouse?
Doing all right, man. Just great semester.
Yeah.
Ball is Life.
And then we got our basketball analyst, our MVP here,
hey,
DJ DV.
I do it.
And we got a special guest with us. He decided to make a last show appearance.
Yeah.
Guns great, are out today.
Appearance. Great to have you.
Yeah.
Well, you going to introduce
you? You want to?
Oh, yeah. We got a DU basketball star here, Russell Davis.
Hey. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Welcome.
Appreciate it, fellas, for having me.
Of course, man. So yeah. We're just going to get right into it.
Yeah, we're just going to interview him for a little bit, and then we'll talk about
We want some answers.
All right.
How you doing, Russ?
I'm good. We just finished up spring workouts.
How was spring workouts?
They're all right. I'd say we got better and close as a unit.
Okay.
So chemistry
matters.
Chemistry definitely matters. And found out a lot of us will be staying local. None of us are going home for a while, so we could keep that chemistry going through the summer.
Okay. I like it.
You got a question?
Yeah. What do you think the biggest improvements or fixes are needed for a successful next season?
Definitely just improve, again, like togetherness and chemistry, acceptance of certain roles, putting other issues behind and putting the team first. So pretty cliche and like lame answer, but it's pretty true,
because
I think we got a talented group and just gotta focus on the team and on basketball.
Yeah, chemistry is important.
I feel like it's a problem with a lot of teams, though. You know,
yeah,
it's not a first time hearing it. It's not the last time we're gonna hear from different teams and different players.
But
I have a question. What do you feel like you need to improve on as a player?
Myself?
Yeah, on yourself.
For
this specific team, not like what do you need to work on?
Definitely. I would say going into this season, or my sophomore year, from my freshman year, was a huge improvement skill-wise. So I think just building on and adding more tools to better myself and push my teammates during in practice scrimmages, and hopefully that could carry on into the game and into some minutes. So specifically, maybe working more on my jumper, confidence in that, and getting stronger.
Heard that. Obviously we had... What were your thoughts on this past season?
It was a disappointment, not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out and playing in the conference championship game my freshman year, and then to not making the conference tournament at all.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a really talented group. Overall it was a disappointment. We were all pretty not too thrilled with how it ended and how it went, but with the guys coming back, all the returners, we're hungry and we're ready to make that next step forward and show that Dominican is like coming up in the Division II era.
Now,
nice. I got one really quick.
Okay, go ahead.
How do you keep the positive mentality from not being able to make it to the tournament, carrying it through the off season, like carrying that burden? Like, do you use it as, I guess, fuel to keep it going, or?
Definitely use it as fuel, because when we start our spring, like there's a bunch of teams still from our conference playing.
Yeah,
like Azusa Pacific, Cal Baptist, and that like for at first, like waking up for those 6 a.m., 7 a.m. like it was tough, because those guys are just still playing, you know, and like that could have been us if we would execute on a few possessions here and there, you know, that could have been us still playing. So definitely, it's fuel and it makes you more hungry and wanna to, you know, win.
All right, so after your first season, your freshman season, mm-hmm. here, you know, we got to the conference tournament.
Yeah.
We made it to the conference finals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after losing that game to, I mean, we could have won.
Yeah.
We could have. But after losing that game, wouldn't the team be more hungry
to
this season,
as
opposed to next, like, you know, wouldn't it be hungrier? Because, you know, we were there.
Yeah, I hear you.
But, you know.
It didn't show, right?
It didn't. You know, I saw it
every,
like, here and there in mm-hmm. games, but I didn't see it all the time. So what is the difference?
I think it's just so that year we made it to the conference championship. I think it was a lot of guys stepped up into their role, that they picked up a new role. They developed this skill in their off-season workouts, and it showed. And I think it was just momentum. Early on, we won a lot of close games to a lot of tough matchups early on in our season that year. And that carried that momentum into going into conference play, and we had that confidence and that fire still going. So it was just momentum. And then into going into this past season, I think with the group around us, we saw that there was that talent, but it was more of that we just thought it was going to be handed to us. We expected we got this, you know what I mean? I don't think we were mentally prepared. I think we were there with the skills and the talent, but mentally, I don't think we were there, and we didn't get those early wins and that momentum that we needed. So that I think that's one of the factors that led to us not making it. I don't think it was we weren't hungry. I just think it was just a different mentality, more of just being, I think, not prepared enough.
Do you think that this season there was a lot more selfishness in each player wanting to contribute more and wanting to be that person on the team as opposed to your freshman season?
I wouldn't call it selfishness. I just think it was more
hunger.
No, I think the acceptance of the role. It wasn't, no one wanted, people didn't want to take that backseat or anything. I don't think it's selfish, because I think we had a great group of guys that come in and work hard all the time every day, but personally, they wanted to do more because they felt like they put in that work or whatnot. So
It's selfish. It's a positive way of calling it selfishness. Selfishness has a bad
connotation. Exactly, so
I mean there's only one way to put it, though.
I hear you.
Sounds
good.
Yeah. Okay. So obviously you're going to lose one of your main leaders here in Dominique Taplin.
Great guy.
Yeah. He is, actually. I met him. He's a really good guy. Yeah.
Pops,
yeah. How I know obviously it's going to be hard to replace that, but how do you think you guys can replace that going on to the next year? Has he taught you anything that maybe you can evolve as a leader and become a leader on this team next year?
No, Dom is definitely going to be missed. there's a lot of, behind-the-scenes things that, you don't see. A lot of people that watch us don't see. For example, going into the season, he was our starting two guard. But at the point position, things just weren't how the coaches wanted to see it. And so they moved Dom to the one. And so he had to accept that, that's not really his game, but he developed that and evolved, and through all his hard work and preparation. So definitely just his dedication to the team and just his hard work in general. So that's what I took away, just how his mentality to the game. So yeah, and it definitely will be missed, and I wish the best of luck to him.
Yeah,
some more in his career.
So do we. So do us here at Ball Is Life, and also on radio.dominican.edu. Again, this is DJ Smooth, DJ Roughhouse, DJ DV with a gonna be junior basketball player Russell Davis here. So we've talked about the past. We talked, obviously this season was a disappointment to all of us, and especially you guys. Let's move on to the future. What are your expectations next year with this team that you have going on?
Everyone wants to, keep going on more into playing into more in March. Well, yeah, improve. But every team going into the start of their season want to play in the March. That goes for any sport, any team. The NFL, you go into your off season, dreams, your aspirations to play in the Super Bowl. You don't expect to go 8-8 and want it to be that's a good year. No, everyone wants to win championships. So that's obviously the goal, and the expectation is to win games and make the conference tournament, make some noise there, hopefully get on and get to play in the West region. So that's definitely it. And I think with the group of guys we have now, the returners, we can do that. And with the guys that we're looking at to bring in, can definitely help towards that goal and better this program, even years beyond me.
Wow.
Do you guys have a team motto? coming in for this next season?
We do. it's just made. We like came up with this thing like about like making championship plays when we were in Hawaii and seeing our season slip away. So we were looking towards like the next season out of there and on our road trip. So yeah, it's definitely like just things like making championship plays, like a lot of sacrifice, like taking charges. We didn't do a whole lot of those, like just, you know, those little things that can contribute to a win and, you know, getting defensive stops. I don't know, making that extra pass to a better shooter instead of you taking that shot. You know what I mean?
Just stepping up.
Yeah, kinda. Exactly.
Okay.
So there's that. That's pretty much what our like mentality is. And obviously, since our spring is over, we're on our own. We don't have our coaches, but we have like each other. And a lot of us are going to be up here during the summer so we can get those that workout in, that those lifts, those shots up, build that chemistry going into our season. So hopefully we get things back on track.
Hey, feel it. Little fun question here, you know.
For sure.
We've been serious. How was it playing here with DV here? How was it being his teammate and everything throughout the year?
Oh, yeah.
He talks a lot of smack.
Come on, man. No one's
here. Come on, man. I'm right here.
No, DV, when I first met him, because I didn't know too many guys who signed with my class. But so when I first met DV, he was a little quiet, but and just really good. He was real athletic. Still is athletic.
Still
but
had to bounce.
Definitely playing with him was a lot of fun because we grew like closer to each other.
Oh, yeah.
And the jokes, you know, like, it's always fun, like just making jokes with your teammates and whatnot. But playing with him was definitely great. I definitely missed it this past season because he's a great guy. But, you know, you want to support everyone on their decisions.
Things happen.
Yeah, things happen. It's okay. Definitely fine.
Well, Russ, if you ever want to get some real competition, Wednesday night at Conlin, there's always...
Yeah, the team actually heard about that, so I got a couple guys coming out tonight to play.
More the merrier.
I'll definitely.
Yeah,
DV I'll definitely be going at him.
Yeah,
because I like going at them.
We're all out there. Yeah, everybody on ball is life.
Yeah, my boy Frankie over here. Yeah, he definitely gets buckets. Like no lie, I've been to those Wednesdays, but you know, finals are coming up.
You know what's funny? You know, going back to your last question for Russ, me and Russ thought of a different play
off of one of our
law plays our freshman year. It was called Floppy Bang.
Floppy Bang.
Huh. And it was for, you know, for alley-oop dunk. We usually ran it for Devin Dom.
Yeah, Dev Dom.
But
DV.
We ran it for me one time.
but we call it Floppy Bang Bang.
Yeah, Floppy Bang Bang. So like we throw a double lob.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
After it.
That's the kind of antics we were in. Like you know, I had a rough season my freshman year because, you know, injuries, and there's a lot of things that people didn't see, you know. I don't want to get too into it, but I definitely do miss it. I definitely would, you know, come back, but I don't think it's in the future.
Yeah, but not even on Wednesday night at Conlin during floppy bang.
A little floppy bang on Wednesday night sounds like a plan. Hey, but my man's gonna be a doctor, so
yeah. I'm working on
so
that.
So don't hate.
I ain't hating. No one's hating.
No one's hating. I'm talking about to the fans.
I mean, ball is life
to
here.
Listeners.
Ball is life, especially for doctors.
Yeah. So, yeah, my man's is going to be a doctor, so.
All right.
Respect it.
All right. Well, thank you again, Russell, for that
really appreciate
beautiful interview.
You guys mind if I stay?
Oh, no. Yeah, I was actually going to ask you, are you going
to
stay?
Yeah, I'm down to put a little input on the ball is life.
Ooh. Oh.
I do it.
Okay. Do it. Well, like yeah, we will be back here. We're going to take a little quick break and get into some NBA playoffs, you know. I know.
We'll see
if the Warriors can actually pull it off or something. But we'll be back. I'm DJ Smooth with DJ Roughhouse, DJ DV, and obviously our special guest here, Russell Davis. And
DJ Russell Davis.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I love the way you love me. May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung. May you stay. May your feet always be swift. May you have a strong foundation when the winds of change shift.
And we are back here. I am DJ Smooth, and you are listening to Ball is Life here on Penguin Radio, only on radio.dominican.edu. So we're gonna dive in, as they would say, into the NBA Western part of the side of the playoffs. A lot of sweeps that I did not expect. Obviously, we expected Golden State sweeping New Orleans, the Pelicans. There was just no match.
No, go Pelicans. They're coming. They're going to come back.
Come back? They're out. House. They're what? Done. They're done. They should have won game three, but they let Steph get revived?
What?
They let Steph Curry go to work and hit a crazy three.
Eyes closed.
You said something
not
over there
at all. Wait, Grizzlies gonna take care of them.
I think Russell said something. Russell, what'd you say?
It's the shot, the Curry that he hit. It's the shot. And I think it was really lucky. He got fouled.
He did get fouled.
Yeah, if he missed it, they said they were gonna call it a foul.
Yeah, that's terrible. It should have been N1, but you know. People have their opinions.
Look, they won either way.
No, they won. No.
Yeah, they won.
He definitely took a terrible shot before it.
Oh, yeah.
They're lucky enough to get that O board, kick out three, bang. It was definitely lucky.
Yeah. And just, you know, that was the only Pelicans shot. That was their only shot to win that game. Everyone kind of expected it, but.
I didn't expect sweep. I expected at least to go five because Anthony Davis is a monster.
He's still good.
Yeah, he still went off.
He's good. I expected to sweep. Yeah. It was definitely either four or five games for me. That's what I thought it was.
Actually, talking about Anthony Davis, I was reading a report out there saying that the Pelicans are going to offer him a max contract.
Yeah.
So good, for
deserves
good for him.
Yeah, he deserves it.
He's improved a lot since he's been in the league.
I could see him being a Pelican for like the after this contract, and then he goes to the Lakers.
I mean, everyone goes there.
Everybody
Lakers
goes to Lakers at some point in their career. Washed up and dry or early on in your career. Or
you think James
Harden's
going to end up a Laker at one point?
I wish.
He's going to get hurt.
I pray.
He's going to get washed up.
You think?
No.
No, James Harden's too nice. But let me see here. Okay, so we're going the 4-5. That's the one that Portland is surprising Grizzlies. Me. Portland is – they're down 3-1.
They've been napping.
They've
been
down 3-1.
They just won their first game.
It's defense.
Do they play – they play tonight, right?
They do play tonight. Well, in Memphis.
They're going home.
No, I think they win. I think they win game prediction. I think they win game 5.
You think they win game 5 and in – what is it, FedEx Forum?
Is it in FedEx Forum? No, it's in Memphis.
It's in Memphis.
Oh, it is Memphis. Oh, yeah. That I is just said FedEx that. I just said that. Yeah. I think they win. I think they win one, and they take it back to Portland.
I don't know. Grizzlies got strong fans. That definitely plays a part in it.
I see Zebo and Marc Gasol taking over.
Zebo, Marc Gasol. Is
Conley?
Conley back?
No, he's out indefinitely.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're shutting him down.
So I feel like Damian Lillard's going to just take over.
But
missing.
They still got Tony Allen to put on them.
Yeah, Tony Allen.
No, it's just
He's locked down.
Definitely just the Trailblazers are going through on some they're having a tough shooting.
Performance.
Yeah, exactly. Dame and LaMarcus are just – they're shooting real low percentages. And they finally got off their last game, got the win. Definitely – I wouldn't say – I'm not doubting Joe's prediction on them pulling off a win in Memphis because, yeah, Michael Conley is – something that makes that team go.
Yeah.
At the point position. Oh, yeah. So
I still think that Memphis is just too much.
Yeah.
And I think what hurt Portland is the absence of Wesley Matthews.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
Because he was probably their best shooter and probably one of their better defenders, and he's just him going out for the season is really bad.
I used to be jealous of Aaron Aflalo.
Yeah. Actually Aaron Aflalo, I haven't really heard much of him.
He fell off.
He's kind of like
I know K-Dot's jealous.
He's a 3 and D, 3 and D player.
Yeah, he's just they're kind of like their second, not even their second. Like he just adds to it. He's just he's not really anything. As bad as that sounds, he doesn't make a difference.
I feel like Aflalo needs to make a difference though if Portland wants to have any chance. They're down 3-1. That meant like their mental state right now.
Yeah,
like that has to be.
I feel like out of the Portland Trailblazers, the people that need to make a difference are Aflalo, Lopez, and Batum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and those three, because you know Damian Lillard and LaMarcus Aldridge, they're the two like
they're
essential
get
stars.
Yeah,
on the
they're
team.
Gonna get theirs.
But I feel like the other three starters they need to step it up if they're gonna do anything in the playoffs.
True,
Russ. You're down 3-1 in a playoff series. What are you telling your team coming out of the tunnel onto the court?
Are they home or away?
They're away.
Well, you can't tell them we're going home, fellas, but you just got to – no, you definitely just got to – it's not even a motivational speech at this time. It's you just got to tell them we got to go out there and execute.
Get it done.
Walls up against, got to get it done. Walls up against the back. Big players show up at big moments, so it's time to go.
True. Yeah, just Portland's bench has got – I feel like it's got to also show up and just match the intensity of Memphis's bench because I feel like that's – one of the advantages Memphis has had throughout the series is just Memphis's bench is just
Memphis's
bringing
crowd is so
it's just
strong
like there's too. No like let off. It's just been the same amount, same exact play, starters in the bench. So and I feel that's where Portland is lacking, and that's why they're down 3-1 right now.
Yeah, it's a long season. They're in the playoffs. They've already played a bunch of games.
Yeah,
if you ain't got a bench, it's tough. You can't just rely on, you know, someone going off to keep you in the game. You got to have some other guys to come in and give a spark, you know?
Yeah, so.
I feel like on Memphis, Jeff Green, he's got to really break out of his shell. I mean, not that he hasn't in the league because he's been definitely improved, but I feel like he's got to really prove himself for this next game and for the rest of the time they're in the playoffs.
Mm. So we'll just go around the table. Who's going to win tonight, Memphis or Portland? Roughhouse.
Oh, man. It's tough, but I want to see a good series. I want to see Portland come out and play well, but I just think that Zebo, Marc Gasol, and the Grizzlies fans are just going to be too much, and I see Grizzly taking this game and finishing up the series.
No. Bold prediction. Russell, who do you think is going to win tonight?
I'm going with the town business. Damian Lillard. Ooh. And the Portland Trailblazers with a nice little upset.
All right. I feel it. DV.
Memphis.
Memphis.
That's all I'm saying.
One
That's
word. It.
That is
nice. Yeah, no. I feel like Portland has a little bit left in the tank, and they're going to extend this series and just not lie down easily.
We'll see.
We will see tonight. Only on radio.dominican.edu. Okay, so now let's go to the 3-6 matchup, which has probably been the most exciting series.
In the entire playoffs.
Yes.
Entire.
Yes. Clippers, Spurs. And I know last week I said after game one that the Spurs were done.
I said it too. I've been saying it.
They are back. You can't get rid of them. They just don't die. They're that cat with nine lives that just does not die.
You know,
hit by a car. Yeah. Falls out of a tree. They're just still there.
This is really good news for the Rockets, because both these teams, if they go seven, they're going to be so tired.
Oh, it's been physical.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to have to go into the Houston.
The frustration coming out of the Clippers, the age coming out of the Spurs. It's just back and forth.
Yeah, you know,
and you got a now the Rockets, they get a nice little vacation before the series. You know, looking at it in the way that the Spurs and the Clippers are playing, and, you know, Rockets coming away with the series win after five games, the Rockets are going to go to the conference finals. The Rockets are.
Really?
I said they were going to lose. I don't see it happening anymore, because I thought it was going to be a quick series. I thought it was going to be a quick series with the Clippers and Spurs. Either way. I didn't think it was going to go to six games and possibly seven.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as you. I thought Clippers or Spurs were just going to come out, smack the other one, and then just move
on to the next round.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like the winner of this Clippers-Spurs series is the team going to the finals out of the West.
Why do you say that?
Because, honestly, I've been watching them. I think they're obviously not the two best team in the West, but they're two of the top three teams in the West, besides, you know, the Warriors. But I feel like one of these two teams can beat the Warriors in a seven-game series. And just the way they're playing out there, is just you can tell that they're both motivated. Both of these teams are motivated to win a championship. It's championship or nothing.
Okay.
And it's been very competitive, and just... You can just see the frustration out of, like, Chris Paul, because you can tell he wants this so bad. And just they caught a horrible break. DeAndre Jordan's offensive goaltending was just a bad call.
Yeah, Doc Rivers, he got fined $25,000 for criticizing the officials.
Who cares? Let him criticize. Yeah. You guys are still going to rep the same. They're still going to coach the same.
Exactly. Nothing changes.
Nothing changes by giving a fine to a guy who makes millions a year.
True.
But, you know.
That money should go to Make-A-Wish.
DeAndre Jordan with that tip, it was called a goaltend and everything. But you can't blame him for doing what he did.
He could have had
better judgment.
The ball was coming out.
It was coming out.
It wasn't going in.
It was coming out.
So I think that's a stupid rule, because, like, it wasn't going out. Like, if it's not going in, I think, like, why can't you tip that?
I mean, if we're in Europe, you know, that's legal.
Yeah.
But here it's not. But you can't blame him. He was doing his job.
Yeah, no.
He's been wonderful for the Clippers this year. I feel like without him and his improvement, the Clippers aren't here.
Yeah, obviously. No. You can't blame him. He's obviously doing his job. It's just a tough break, and you know, it's against the rules, and, like, unfortunately, you know, it kind of costs his team the game. In a way, crunch time costs his team the game. But yeah, I just feel like one of these two teams are going to get past the Rockets. No offense, Rough House.
No worries.
And, you know, I feel like they're going to just, you know, get the Warriors a run for the money, because I feel like all of us here expect the Warriors to be in the Western Conference Finals.
I expect them to be in the finals, actually.
I don't see Warriors going to the finals.
Not finals, but Western Conference Finals.
I think that the Grizzlies are going to give the Warriors at least a seven-game series.
I can see that,
and
too.
And the Warriors are going to come out tired, mm-hmm. and they're not going to be able to.
Yeah, I can see that, too.
I can, you know.
Russ is over there shaking his head.
Because I feel like Zebo and Marcus Gasol can play toe-to-toe with Bogut and whoever else they could play out the
floor. Oh, yeah, they could for sure.
Russ from Oakland, what you got for us?
definitely the Grizzlies are going to be a tough matchup for the Warriors, because they match up well.
Yeah.
Bogut's not a big offensive force, and Marc Gasol has developed that part of his game behind his great defensive skill sets. But I just don't see the Warriors being too tired because their bench play, like,
yeah, they definitely
for,
yeah,
the, they're bench, definitely,
for the longest, yeah. Curry being one of the best star- being one of the best players in the league, like with James Harden, LeBron James played the least minutes in the fourth quarter because they're winning games by a margin of 15 plus. Yeah. You know, granted, you know,
the numbers.
Yeah, definitely long season. You know, it's a grind. Yeah, there's gonna be a little fatigue in there. Their legs.
That's right. Because
they're a jump shooting team, but I think their bench is what really makes that like this like team so dangerous because it's like another starting five. I've been saying it all year. I think the Warriors bench could easily be an eighth seed in the East.
I mean,
maybe even higher.
The Kentucky of the NBA.
So, no, but definitely the West is tough. It's going to get tougher. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm surprised by all these sweeps and these, like, 4-1, you know. But when it gets down to it, when it's the Warriors, Rockets, Spurs, Memphis, those games are – there's. I don't think there's going to be anything of a sweep. I think all those would go 7.
True.
And the Western Conference Finals is going to go 7. And, like, maybe you said it, like, fatigue might catch up with them, whoever makes it to the – finals, because they had such of a tough
road. Fatigue is going to be with any team.
So. Yeah, fatigue will be with every team.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
It's just who's going to play harder? Who's going to respond better with the fatigue?
True.
Which that's going to play a factor, but also who's the better team?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I feel like the Warriors are going to get tested. They're definitely going to get tested. Whether they pass the test or not, that's up to them. And we'll see very soon.
Yeah,
we'll see very soon.
So just going back to the Spurs Clippers series, so it's 3-2 Spurs. Game 6 is I think tomorrow in San Antonio.
Yeah,
who do you guys have winning this series?
Clippers.
Spurs.
I got Timmer. I got the Spurs. I got the Spurs going, you know.
Yeah.
The big fundy.
I know I flip-flop back and forth, but I'm going to go with my original statement. I feel like the Spurs are here to stay, so I'm going to go with San Antonio.
Chris Paul's not going to let it happen.
Sorry, Keith.
Yeah.
Chris Paul's not going to let it happen.
I've been saying Spurs are done all season. They end up in the 6th seed. I said I was right. They end up losing game 1 by I don't know how much. They're not showing up. Here they are ahead. You cannot kill the Spurs.
You can't.
I've been saying they've been done. But just keep coming back.
I think if the Clippers were playing Golden State in the first round, that series would have gone 7. I think the Clippers would have gone 7 with any team because of how bad they want it.
Yeah. So if the Clippers do lose in the first round to San Antonio, do they blow up the team and just restart it?
I would. If I was a GM, I would.
Well, Doc Rivers is the GM.
Really?
Yeah. He makes the final decisions.
Wow.
I didn't know that. I think they send Chris Paul to the Lakers.
you kind of want to blow up that team because of how unsuccessful they've been in the playoffs. But at the same time, you don't want to blow up that team because you still have, you know, some youth. You got DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin.
That's a lot of money, though.
That is a ton of money, though. But see, DeAndre Jordan, his contract's expiring as soon as he's done with this season. Blake Griffin, I think he has a couple more years. Chris Paul.
Yeah, that's a big question mark, is Chris Paul. Does Chris Paul believe in Doc Rivers and the Clippers to get him that championship that he coveted so much?
Bold prediction, Austin Rivers takes over the team.
Stop.
No.
Bold prediction, Chris Paul doesn't get a ring.
That's not bold.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
not bold prediction, but he doesn't get a ring. Sorry.
Where would he get a ring, though?
I mean,
What's his best chance?
Across the locker room to, you know, Los Angeles Lakers.
Where
he should have been.
That could be a possibility with DeAndre Jordan's
turn.
Or maybe he just gets a ring as just a NBA journeyman once he's out of his prime, like a T-Mac almost did with the Spurs, or did with the Spurs.
Bold prediction: Chris Paul gets a ring as a coach.
This is getting really
I don't know if he's throwing tantrums on the court.
This is getting really mean. Like, I respect Chris Paul so much. He's probably one of the best point guards in the league. So.
Yeah.
Behind who?
I'd say Chris Paul's probably the best true PG.
Okay. But going by position now, who's the better point guard?
the MVP, the soon-to-be MVP, Stephen Curry.
Wait, I didn't know James Harden played MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know James Harden was a point guard.
I didn't know LeBron was a point guard.
Yeah.
James Harden's winning the MVP. Enough said.
No, he's not.
He's a point forward.
Moving on. James Harden's game. Let's talk about let's talk about the MVP's team.
Yeah, let's talk about, last series. The Rockets, they just beat the Mavs. They completed the series, and they beat... they beat the Mavs. They won 4-1. So, Roughhouse, I bet you were happy about that.
I mean, I just wish they won it in four. Yeah. But that didn't happen. So now they had to play an extra game. Didn't get that rest. The way I see it is that whoever gets the most rest in the playoffs, it does the best.
It could also be a bad thing. Come out of rhythm. You relax too much.
Yeah, that is the other side of the coin.
It's how you handle your
off days.
Your off days. Yeah. That plays a big part in when you win.
They have to make sure that they keep getting their shots up each day, but not going too hard because
you don't want to burn yourself.
Yeah, you don't want to burn your stamina.
You want the energy. I feel like, Dwight Howard's been playing...
tremendous.
Like, impeccable. Perfect. Almost perfect. You can't ask more of him. He's getting... double-digit rebounds, double-digit points. He's getting a few blocks. I kind of wish he did that in L.A. Because the legacy would still be alive. But,
Jesus.
Josh Smith, like I said, he's their X factor. He's been playing really well.
He has, actually.
Been knocking down shots, been getting rebounds, passing to Dwight Howard.
Trevor Ariza needs to show up.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Trevor Ariza has not done anything. They've won, but in order to keep winning, they need them. They need those two starters.
Who is showing up, though, is Corey Brewer.
I don't like so Corey much. Brewer.
I don't think he's
weird looking.
He hustles. He hustles.
He definitely makes that puts out that extra effort to make that play, that certain play, but he travels.
Yeah.
I don't think he's very good.
Yeah, Corey Brewer. He's pretty good, but I mean, I guess I could see where you guys are coming from by not liking him. But I mean, he's a Rocket and he's the productive for the team. Yeah. So
okay, if he was on a different team, would you like him?
Unlikely.
Okay.
Depends what team. If he was on the Clippers, I'd probably like him. He's like a Jamal Crawford I see.
Stop.
Oh God.
Stop.
Just the length.
Jamal Crawford is 6'5".
No,
Corey Brewer
is
like 6'10". What do you mean?
Their
length?
Arm length. They both have like they're both
the wingspan.
Lanky.
The wingspan.
Yeah. You just compared him to Jamal Crawford.
Yeah,
I feel
did.
It. No, I feel it.
Oh my god.
oh my gosh.
Yeah. No. So yeah, the Rockets won. They beat the Mavs 4-1. I think that wraps up the West.
Rockets win it all.
Anyways, we're gonna talk about the East when we get back. We're gonna take a quick break. Again, I am DJ Smooth with DJ Roughhouse, DJ DV, and our special guest here, Russell Davis.
Radio.dominican.edu.
Yep.
Do it.
And we'll be back after this break. This is Ball is Life. Welcome back to Ball is Life here on radio.dominican.edu. I am DJ Smooth, your host, with my co-host DJ Roughhouse, our basketball analyst DJ DV, and our special guest, our Dominican Penguin men's basketball star, Russell Davis.
Hey.
Welcome.
Thank you for joining us again, Russell.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah. You know, we all love you here on Ball is Life.
See what the gun's out today.
Yeah, he's showing them off. He's saying off season, East. Basketball don't stop.
East.
Ball East. Is life.
So East. Let's get into the East, and DV wants East. To start it. DV, where do you want to start?
With the Cavs. Who else?
All right, what you got guys for us?
Boom. It's fine. It's fine. They got a sweep with the Celtics. You know, they
Celtics put up a pretty good fight.
They put up a really good fight.
I think Isaiah Thomas, like, he was trying his hardest out there.
He was trying. He was trying his hardest. The last game, Isaiah Thomas had, I think, 5 points.
Wow.
2 of 10 from shooting. With through the three quarters, he ended with like 21 or something like that. He was fighting, but Cavs pulled away with it. However, they suffered 2 losses.
Major blow.
Kevin Love with torn ligaments in his shoulder, along with it being dislocated. To be honest, I feel like they can play without him.
Yeah,
but
they're pretty deep.
Because Tristan Thompson, he does really well when he comes off the bench. He gets double digit rebounds. He doesn't demand the ball. However,
he's not.
You're taking a 3-point shooter away from the team.
Mm-hmm.
Now the second loss was J.R. Smith being suspended 2 games for hitting Jay Crowder. Was it?
Yeah, it was Jay Crowder.
Face. It was a pretty hard hit.
It was actually really. It was a fatal blow.
Yeah, it was a fatality.
Yeah, he dropped. Like a sack of potatoes.
With J.R. Smith being out, he definitely helps with offensive play, and he does make hustle plays.
He does.
I see that all the time.
I think Shumpert has been also coming through pretty well because he was.
That's what I'm getting to.
Yeah, he was getting a lot of rebounds.
Shumpert had double digit rebounds the last game they played. He had 15 points on I believe 5 of 6 or 7 from the field.
Wow,
I think it was 5 for 7.
If he plays that well while filling the void, either him or Dellavedova will start.
I don't like Dellavedova. I really don't.
They can't start Tristan Thompson.
I like him.
I don't know. I just feel like every time I see him play, he just doesn't know what he's doing out there. That's just how I feel. That's just how I feel.
It's the same with Steve Blake.
Please stay Steve Blake alone, all right?
Sasha Vujicic?
He's the machine.
Luke Walton.
That guy can
hit.
Hey, Luke Walton, he is nice. Don't. All right. We won titles with those guys, so don't. The Lakers won titles
at
with
the
those
10th,
guys.
11th, and 12th spot on the team.
Yeah, all right. So let's get back to it.
You know, I I feel like Iman Shumpert is gonna really step up because he's been in the league for many years now. He plays off the ball, and he puts up that nice shot. He rebounds. He plays really, really good defense, and so I feel like, you know, this with those two guys being out, I feel like they can still manage to win, but we have to see those guys step up. Tristan Thompson and Iman Shumpert. We have to see those guys step up.
Yeah, I think that series really ended the way that we all thought it was with the Cavs sweep. And I think the one that nobody really expected was the Wizards coming out this hot.
Oh, no.
Did not expect
it. Swept the floor with the Raptors. The Raptors didn't show up.
Raptors were not worried. They really should've.
The Wizards used a Swiffer.
They should have let OKC take that four seed and let them play in the East. Cause
Drake, if you're reading this, you've been swept.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, no. Did you know Wale put that out? He put that on Instagram.
He said, like, Drake, if you're reading
this. It was a diss, and he's all at Champagne Poppy, which is, you know, AKA Drake.
Drake's handle name on Instagram.
But yeah, oh my God. Like, the Wizards look, honestly, they look like they can be a team contending for a title.
Whoever they play,
they
have, whoever they play next round, I'm sorry, Wizards might.
I think they're the favorites in the next round.
Yeah,
they're the favorites in the Nets. They're for sure winning.
They're the
favorites. If they play the Hawks, it's going to go maybe seven games.
Yeah, because the Hawks are way bigger.
I see the Wizards in six, maybe five.
Okay,
against Atlanta.
I still say seven.
That'd be a good series.
Atlanta.
I don't know.
Regardless,
Atlanta's up right now.
Yeah,
they're playing right now on,
I think, TNT.
They're playing on TNT. They're up by seven, so it's still
early.
Still early.
So smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Who's making noise?
Oh, the Milwaukee Bucks are making noise.
The deer in Milwaukee.
I said it. Fear the deer. I said it.
You should trademark that.
They were down 3-0.
Do you ever
I was a little nervous. I know I was going to get some heat about it, but they have won two games, and the last game they played in Chicago, and Michael Carter-Williams outplayed all of the Chicago Bulls guards that game.
Bold prediction. Game six. Derrick Rose gets injured.
No. Oh, my God.
Come on. Really?
Come on. We want to see him in the league.
We
want to
see. Oh, my gosh.
Rough House just want everyone to be injured so the Rockets can have an easy way to the title.
I think earlier he said, maybe a couple weeks ago, he said, bold prediction, Steph Curry tears both his ACLs or something like that.
That is really terrible. I don't even think you can do that.
I mean, you can do it, but
brutal. That is.
Yeah, it was horrible. That brutal.
That's tragic.
But anyway, back to Milwaukee. They played great. Michael Carter-Williams had a good game, and the whole Milwaukee defense had a block party last game. They had like 7-10 blocks. 7-10 in that range. I don't know the exact stat.
I respect you on a whole new level because of this prediction.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're really redeeming yourself after that Baylor and SMU choices.
Okay, that was college. Let's not go back to March.
The Bucks got a great coach, Jason Kidd.
He's nice.
Oakland native.
Berkeley.
Everything's not always about Oakland. All right.
No, I'm just shouting out. Just
go Nets.
Just giving him a shout out.
Any more shout outs you want to say?
No.
Okay.
Great prediction.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Victor. But yeah.
Oh my God.
But Milwaukee. Milwaukee, I knew it. I knew they were going to make noise. I think they're going to go into Game 7 and challenge Chicago.
I mean, I also think that the Bucks can do it, but I don't think that they will do it.
Really?
I think Bulls are going to come out, and then the Bulls are just going to get swept by the Cavs. Yeah. And then it's going to be Cavs-Wizards Eastern Finals.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And that will be a nice series.
I don't know. I kind of lost confidence in the Cavs.
Wait, hold on. So you're saying that the Bucks can get past the Cavs?
No.
Not a chance.
Absolutely not.
Not a chance.
There is a chance.
Smooth's he believes.
I believe. I believe in fear of the deer.
You want to diss my favorite player, LeBron, thinking he can get beat by the Bucks? Let's go back to your SMU choice.
Oh. Now we're going back to March.
I'm going back to March.
Pull up the podcast.
Okay. But let's go now. We talked to, you know, so everyone besides me doesn't think Milwaukee can make it to a game seven.
No. Oh, in this series?
In this series.
Oh, yeah.
Let's all say who we think the finals are going to be.
Final?
I say Rockets, Cavs.
Of course you do.
Russell, what you got to say?
I mean, you already know what I'm going to say.
Warriors, Cavs.
Yeah, Dubs, Warriors. Warriors, Cavs, sorry.
TV.
Same as DJ Russ Daddy.
Nobody, wow. Nobody has the Wizards going?
No.
Wow. I got San Antonio and the Cavs.
See? Nice. Cavs are all in the picture.
I'm changing it.
I like that.
I'm nice. Saying Rockets, Wizards.
How are you going to change it 5 seconds Rockets later?
Rockets in four.
He just wants the Rockets to win. They all know.
He has like that this 2K mindset. Like James Harden has the sliders up. Yeah. You're just going to go ham. You know what?
He's probably got
Rockets are going to lose it's next series.
It's because James Harden, his fit is always on point.
What does that have to do with making a shot?
He just looks nice out there, so he has that confidence.
What, you look nice, so you play nice?
You look that.
I mean, he got to groom the beard. He said,
I was waiting on you with
the
dough.
He needs to tame the beard.
It's a little out of control.
I know for one thing that LeBron can't tame the beard.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I know one of our listeners out there would want the Kings in it, but unfortunately they're not in the playoffs.
The Kings were nowhere near the playoffs.
Yeah. Anyway, so you got Rockets, Wizards. That's your
Rockets
finals.
Rockets in four.
You go. So who you got winning your finals?
The Warriors in seven over the Cavs.
TV.
I want to say don't the Cavs, but I say Warriors in six. No.
I got the Spurs winning in seven.
Okay, if you got that, does Tim Duncan retire?
I'm jumping out the window.
I don't think so. I think he plays one more year. Or maybe he might retire and say go out on top.
How many more years does Tim Duncan have in him?
Until his, I don't know. Until his bones turn to dust.
I don't even know, to be honest. He'll be out there old man.
He doesn't
old
even
man.
Age.
He doesn't
He's
age.
Been 27 for like the last 7 years.
Yes, he has.
He's like
yes,
Will Smith.
Yes, he has. So,
I think you want to do some rumors for like last five?
Yeah, last five.
Biggest rumor. DV, what you got?
I actually heard from you guys that Rondo was playing for free in the playoffs.
Yes, he
yes,
did not get right, his
that
playoff
is, that
share.
That is for sure the biggest.
Because they, what did they decide? What
okay,
was it?
So after game two, the Mavs and Rondo sat together and they agreed.
Mutually.
They agreed that, you know, Rondo's not going to come back. So then they listed him with a back injury and he hasn't played since game two. And then it comes out, I was watching ESPN. He was playing for free. He did not get any of his the team playoff shares. He got no shares. He didn't the Mavericks didn't put him in the Mavericks playoff share. So he got no money. He was playing for free.
That's
I mean, I don't think
how does
Rondo's agent let that happen?
How does the NBA let that happen? To be honest,
I want to play for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would play the NBA for free, to be honest.
What? Out of all the money you can make from just playing one game, I feel like, you know, there was like something out a while back. It was like Kobe
Ball
makes
life, man.
Kobe makes like it's like $500 a second, including endorsements and something like that.
Yeah,
I was
it's
just like,
crazy.
What? All right,
if we want to talk about money in seconds, we should talk about Mayweather. He makes like 10 mil a round.
But this is Ball is Life.
Yeah, we're not talking about
yeah,
the
his
same.
Hands are like bowling balls.
Yeah.
All right, but yeah, Ball is Life.
Oh my
so
God.
I think that another big thing is Andrew Wiggins is rumored to be player of the year, rookie player of the year.
I mean, it was kind of predictable.
He averaged 17 points.
It was kind of predictable. It was between him and Jabari Brown, and when Jabari Brown went down with the
Jabari
season
Parker.
Ending. Sorry, I got the Lakers.
Not everything's about the Lakers.
Lakers
right?
is life. Forget
Lakers
Ball is life.
Is life.
Jabari Parker, who plays for the Bucks, who they could use right now.
And he
now.
Had a
they
great.
They could use him.
Jabari Parker had a great Gatorade
commercial.
Endorsement.
Yeah, great Gatorade
That's
commercial.
A lot of money.
I was actually inspired by the commercial.
Yeah, I was.
I so wanted to go back and play.
So was his teammates. Packs. That's why they won two straight, and they're going to take it to game seven and win the series.
They said, let's do this for Jabari.
Let's do it. Anyways. But yeah, Cavs. Cavs are in the news.
We already talked about some of those rumors in the...
Kevin Love
being out with a dislocated shoulder and some torn ligaments.
He's
got Jared Smith out.
Does
Kelly Olynyk out for the Celtics at one game suspension for
he's
dislocating his arm. Yeah. Dislocating Kevin Love's arm.
Does Kevin Love come back and play for the Cavs or did he play his last game as a Cavalier? Quick.
I think he played his last game.
So do I.
As a Cavalier.
I did.
It depends. I feel like it depends on LeBron's conversation with him.
Hmm. I don't know.
Because, you know, they don't have the greatest relationship. But if they make it about, you know, the team, like, you know, we had a great season. We essentially need you. You bring a great skill set to the team.
Mm-hmm.
I would like you to come back. You know, we would like to come back. Or it's just gonna be Kevin Love. You know, no, I don't want to come back. You know, yeah.
They were saying that he was supposed to go. Like the Celtics wanted him, supposedly, quote unquote. And then they said that after this injury, it hurts their chances to get Kevin Love.
They said they have basically no chance of getting Kevin Love. I wouldn't want to play with somebody who dislocated my shoulder.
What? I mean, that was uncalled for.
It was. Oh, yeah.
It was definitely uncalled for.
Actually, none of them, neither of them were touching the ball.
Yeah,
the ball was towards the baseline more, and towards the baseline and corner.
They were going towards center court.
Yeah, and Kelly Olynyk was pulling him towards center court.
True, yeah.
It's just unprofessional.
But there was a serious report that real quick. There was a serious report saying that the Lakers are the front runners because, you know, he's from here. He went to college here. His girlfriend's out here.
Oh, my.
So, yeah. So, I'm just saying that could be a serious one. But anyways, it's been a good NBA.
It's been a great journey.
Yeah. Great journey.
Great run.
I'm so happy I got to be a part of this.
Yeah.
Guys.
So, it was today. Unfortunately, it's our last show. Just thoughts on the semester, Rafael. What do you think?
I mean, for starters, got to thank Stuart Horn. Got to thank the communications department with our chair, Bradley Van Alstine.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for letting us come out here and do our thing, do what we want to do, giving all this freedom. And also, thanks to DV and Russ and Smoove for coming out here and, you know, making this show happen.
I love hosting the show with you.
Yeah, I mean, we're for sure going to come back next semester.
So are you guys going to get a room?
Ball's life. But, just thanks.
Yeah. DV, you got anything to say?
I appreciate you guys for letting me come on every week. You know, it's been fun. I always look forward to it.
Me too.
Because every time I read something on Bleacher Report, I'm like, ooh, got something to talk about. Yeah. But, you know, it's been fun. I'm glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, thank you.
Maybe we can do it again sometime.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, next semester you can come back and just...
Hey.
And Russell, thank you again for joining us on our last show.
No, yeah,
and
thanks for the invite.
After the many times you said you would come on.
Yeah, you know, it's been a busy semester. So
yeah, you know, obviously finals are coming up. Good luck,
everyone. Real ball
is
life for you out there playing. We out here talking.
Yeah, I hear you, but... hey, man. Definitely glad I got to make it out to one.
Too soon.
I feel like we had great vibes out there.
Yeah.
Would love to do this some more.
Actually...
thanks for the invite.
Good luck next season. Actually, you know, we hope the best for you. You know,
appreciate it, man.
I hope you have the season you dream of.
Yeah. So, just thank you guys again for listening to Ball Is Life here on radio.dominican.edu for the last time this semester. I am DJ Smoove with my co-host DJ Roughhouse, our basketball analyst DJ DV, and the one and only Russell Davis.
And we do it.
All right. And we will see you next semester.
All is life.
All is life.
All is life.